You're listening to Fan Awakening Episode 6, the Comic-Con edition, with your hosts, Jim Dandino, Dave Weinbrecht, and Billy Curry.
I feel like it wasn't as bad as last year.
You know why it wasn't as bad as last year? Because they secluded the guys that actually draw comics into like a closet somewhere.
Where did they have
It was the entire upstairs section was what they had last year.
Right.
This year they took the entire upstairs section and just made that just the floor. They took the design and the edge elements and shunted them off to one side in like a completely separate room, and you had to walk through like a Ninja Turtle haunted house to get to the main floor from there. And then they took Artist Alley and put them down at the end of a long hallway where you actually had to dodge arrows from the Tomb Raider booth.
That was last year.
And
no, that was
no,
this
that's
year.
This year.
Oh, that's this year. That's this year. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute,
And they put Artist Alley down there.
Yeah.
Last year, wasn't it off to the end, like for where the 1 and 200 rows were?
Yes, that was Artist Alley, and they had and it then, like, walled off.
Yeah, and then the pop cult section was, because isn't that what they called it last year, or the something stupid like that?
Yeah.
Which turned into the block, and was just a menagerie of who knows what. There were artists in there.
There was.
A couple artists that I actually enjoy were in there, so I had to find them.
Like Greg DeValentine.
Every pro 80s pro wrestler was in there. And couple good artists, like the vinyl figures and stuff, so if you're into that, that was in there. Yeah. And that was it. then just random nonsense.
I was concerned that that's where they were hiding Hentai Alley.
No, it was just everywhere. It was just mixed in.
They did a good job of spreading them out better.
Do you guys like it this year better, like the way it's set up, better than last year?
They really need to do something about the communications issues in there.
Yeah, well.
Because if you can't pay with a card for stuff, they need to have the entire wall lined with ATMs, because by Saturday afternoon, they were down to one working ATM on the floor and two Chase ATMs out by the panels.
A lot of people weren't taking credit cards at their booths.
They couldn't, because you would have to either like use one of those old school like swipe machines where they take a printing of the card and then run them all later, or they would have to wait. They would have to try and connect wirelessly through like the attachments for your iPhones and stuff.
Yeah, I'm surprised they weren't using. I didn't see many people using Square or any of those programs. I'm really surprised.
A lot of them had it, but like they were useless because you could not get cell phone reception.
Well, that's the weird thing, because on Thursday it was perfect reception, I thought, and then after that it went downhill.
Right, it's because it's because there were 100,000 people all trying to get onto their cell phones at the same time. Like, but at the same time, they know that that's going to be the case, and they have to. It's a Faraday cage. They could definitely wire it with a couple of more towers and have nobody notice, and it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, it's just I don't know why they. Yeah, it's not that difficult to do that.
No. The Javits Center, the physical structure, I mean, they did a great, the Reed Expos people did a great job of setting it up this year. You know, they should not be held accountable for the Javits Center structural failings.
Yeah.
Or the faint smell of poop in the back corner on Sunday.
I didn't catch that.
Those are kids.
Yeah. It was definitely kids' day. They were definitely soiling themselves. They were super excited about Elmo.
Elmo was there, and he was making them poop their pants.
In glee.
I didn't catch it. By Sunday, my Comic-Con schedule pretty much goes, Thursday's nice. Okay, nobody's here. I'm going to get some stuff done. And, oh, look, there's a cosplayer. And, oh, yeah, that looks cool. You know, that costume is fine. She looks attractive, so on and so forth. By Friday, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, yeah, that's all right. Okay. By Saturday, I'm like, I've had it with the cosplayer people. All there are is in my way. By Sunday, it's like, is this over yet? Is it time to leave?
Yeah.
I have a huge, huge problem with the people with the giant swords.
Yeah. But it seemed like no matter where I walked, I would run into somebody posing for some picture. And it created a traffic jam unlike anything I've ever had to commute through in the years of me going to work.
My favorite was when a guy dressed as the Joker and a guy dressed as Darth Vader put a box down in the middle of an intersection and turned on a boombox and Gangnam Style started playing, and out popped somebody dressed like the Korean guy in the middle of an intersection on Saturday.
Really?
I would have gone nuts.
I was like a cabbie who just got cut off. I started screaming at them. Like, that joke got old in 3 days. And they thought, oh, wow, man, let's, like, take time away from working on my lazy-ass Darth Vader costume, which was just a black sweatshirt with the toy Darth Vader mask on
it. Yeah, that's what I didn't get. People were like, if you're going to do it, but don't be, like, lazy about it and do it, you know?
There were some really good ones there.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was some of the most half-assed cosplay I've ever seen.
Right.
I saw a girl with, like, kitten whiskers painted on her cheeks and the cat, like, hair clip, and that was it.
Peter Criss?
No, she was just like, I'm in costume. Look how cool I am. I'm dressed up for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to throw her down a flight of stairs.
And then push it.
That was extreme.
Yeah, like, there were so many that I just, there were so many friggin' Doctor Who's. I've never seen
Deadpool's.
I thought it was
too.
In England.
Deadpool's everywhere.
There were a lot of Deadpools, but that one's easy, that's why. Like,
and
Doctor
a lot
Who.
Of them were good.
Yeah. And a lot of them were actually playing the correct role.
Right.
I saw a lot of Doctor Who's.
A lot of Batmans, obviously.
A lot of, well, yeah, but I mean, again, that's an easy one. Like, and you can do it well.
I threw a bunch of little Harry Potters. A lot of kids were Harry Potter and Doctor Who.
And
there was a ton of Avatar stuff. Not blue furry Dances with Space Wolves Avatar, like the cartoon Avatar.
See, what is that? Because my rule with cosplayers is if I don't know what it is, I assume it's anime.
It's American but anime style. The whole thing is on the whole first series is on Netflix. The Legend of Korra, the follow up series, is airing on it's between seasons on Nickelodeon right now. But you should watch it because it's one of my favorite anime series.
Yeah, I watched the first the first season of Korra. It was good.
The whole series, Avatar: The Last Airbender, Korra, all of it. Outstanding, outstanding cartoon.
I just can't get into anime. Like, Akira is about it, and that barely. Like, I could barely get through it.
What's the main? What's the main difference between just anime and American anime? Like, what's the main?
I mean, this one
is originally in English.
People.
What's that?
It's originally in English.
Well, yeah,
all the rest.
I'm talking about the style.
It's all the same crap, no matter what country it's from.
No, this is smarter and more complex.
Yeah.
It's I agree with you. There's a they shovel just hours and hours of garbage onto the market for Japanese anime. There are some gems in there, but this is like the first conscious attempt to by an American studio to just straight up ape a Japanese cartoon. And it's much deeper, much more layered, much more interesting, funnier, and a lot more fun to watch.
Yeah, I watched it. It caught me. I watched like pretty much all the episodes. It was pretty easy to watch, and I never got into anime, and that was pretty much the first anime series I've ever really fully watched.
Did they change the name of it because of M. Night Shyamalan?
No, they should have, though. Fortunately, M. Night Shyamalan had all of his actors deliberately mispronounce all of the names, so there's some plausible deniability there. Like, I don't understand. They had three seasons of the cartoon where one of the characters was called Sokka, and through the entire movie, Shyamalan had him call him Sokka.
Mm.
I don't even want to get started on that. It makes me hurt on the inside. It makes me filled with murderous rage for Manny Shyamalan.
I'm having issues finding the new series, the new Clone Wars series on Blu-ray. I can't find it anywhere.
I don't think it's out yet.
I thought it came out early this month, October.
Not on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I don't think it's out yet. I think it's soon, but I don't think it's yet.
Okay. That's why
that might be why you can't find it, though.
But I thought I saw an ad for it, but I could be mistaken. I know the it has like Darth Maul on the front cover of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, October 23rd.
Okay. That's why. That makes sense.
Boom. All you gotta do is ask the internet, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I'm still on. We've gotta remember I'm on dial-up, so it's really hard for me to get up on it, you know.
I forgot.
And I'm waiting for AOL to kick in and shit like that. So.
Yep. Your Netscape Navigator doesn't let you go to Amazon.
It's tough. What's Amazon? I never heard of that. What does that do?
It's the rainforest in Brazil.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Yep, where they cut books off of trees.
Oh, books.
So, I'm trying to think of what else could happen to Comic-Con.
You hurt yourself. That's I don't know.
I did. No, that's not good. That's neither good nor fun. And it did cause you to be missing for 6 hours on Friday. BuildQuest.
Yeah.
I would point Jim's like, where is everyone? And I'm like, I'm home, injured. Like,
frantic text messages to a bunch of strangers and people whose numbers I don't have on my phone.
Yeah. We got stuck in traffic on the way back that night. Me and Giancarlo, we did like a podcast on the way home, like an hour and a half podcast in the car on the West Side Highway.
Brutal. My brother stayed out in Clifton.
Oh, really?
And he said, yeah, so he went down, he was supposed to, like, he cut out of the con early to go check into his hotel and ended up just sitting at the Heartland Brewery at the Port Authority for 3 hours because he couldn't. The traffic was so terrible that, like, they got to 40th Street to go into the Lincoln Tunnel, but they sat at the entrance to the Lincoln Tunnel for about an hour, so they just got out of the car.
What was he doing? Was he staying in Clifton, or was he staying?
Yeah, they stayed at, like, a Quality Inn out by the Meadowlands.
Wow.
Like, no offense to your fine state over there, but I think I would rather stay in a hooker motel in Long Island City.
I will say this. I took this thing, this magical thing called the train. No traffic whatsoever.
Okay. I did okay, too.
We paid $16 in parking, which I was blown away by, right next to the Javits Center.
I paid, I think, in a grand total, I would say, I think it was $10 a day for the train.
Well, that's good.
I paid $11 to get back from Penn Station because I dropped the city ticket that I had purchased earlier on the street and didn't realize it until I was on the train. Mm. Otherwise, it would have been $7.50 a day.
How was the ferry, Dave? Did you take the ferry?
Did the ferry a couple of days. That was fun.
Is that
was expensive, though. That was the only downside.
How much is that? Like, is it like?
Was it like $16? I think.
Oh, okay. What's the? It's like. What's the point? I mean, I guess he.
Well, you're
know.
Right. If the ferry gets off right there, though,
oh,
you're
okay.
left a block
that,
away.
That makes sense.
So you're paying extra for the convenience of you're right there.
That's cool.
And when your paws are hurting by the end of the day, like that's.
No, yeah.
That's okay. A solid move.
That's cool. Nice. What else? I finally bought the Avengers on Blu-ray yesterday. I don't know if you guys want to know that or not, but I actually, not only did I see it, but I also bought it yesterday.
Now he owns it.
I own it now. I get to watch as much as I want.
You're now ahead of me.
And I thought you guys would like to know that.
Oh, speaking of which, Ant-Man, the date got announced today.
Yeah. November 15th,
2015.
Yep. Not bad.
So, I'm hoping the third wave.
Did they announce anything else about it? Or just
it's got to be because it's after Avengers 2.
It's Avengers 2?
Summer before.
Yeah.
Avengers is the summer before that.
So, is DC going to come out with theirs around there, too?
Who knows?
Yeah. No. I'm just going to assume. You know what DC should do? Because did you guys watch Arrow?
No, how was that?
Internet says it was great. I don't trust CW shows.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm very reluctant to watch an episode of something from the people who gave me Smallville for 10 years.
I don't get CW anymore. So.
What, are you on Dish?
No, Cablevision is in, like, some war with them, so...
Really?
Cablevision knocked it off, so like, it's like rerun.
You don't get Channel 9?
Yeah, they're in some kind of lawsuit with them, so now they play, like, reruns of football or something like that. I don't know, whatever it is. But, yeah, it's like, there's no CW right now.
Wow. Man, the Dolans just can't catch a break right now.
Or is that Channel... No, it's Channel 9.
Yeah, whatever CW is.
That's amazing.
Or Channel 11. It's one of those two, but it's an over-the-air channel.
I don't get it. Yeah. It's the stupidest thing. It's like, they did that last time with the Food Network station. I flipped out.
Yeah, but this is Channel 9, Channel 11.
I know.
Billy needs his creme fraiche.
I need that shit, man. I need my restaurant impossible.
What am I going to do without Bobby Flay and his blue corn everything?
I know, right? Restaurant Impossible, love butter. That show. But yeah. No, I didn't see it. I wanted to see it, but I didn't know. You didn't see it, Arrow.
I haven't seen it, and I haven't pulled the trigger on watching it yet either.
I just don't care. I'll be completely honest.
Is it based on the guy that was in the... is it the Smallville character?
No, it's not, because they had Colonel Ty in Smallville. They had Colonel Ty from Battlestar as Deathstroke, and they put the sizzle reel out at the con this weekend, and it had Deathstroke in it, and it's a totally different dude. Deathstroke, Deadshot. It looked like maybe Cheshire. I'm not really sure.
Now, where
so
does
it looks
this
like
take...
they're...
Okay, go ahead.
It looks like they're going to, you know, do it kind of correctly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is it like, very young feeling, like a CW kind of show, or is it more...
It looks darker. It looks a lot darker.
Yeah, it actually looks good. I just don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. If it turns out that it's actually good, though, I think that WB should throw everything into TV. They should have a shared TV universe, and they should give it all to CW and just have, like, 5 nights a week of superhero, like, hour-long superhero dramas.
Yeah.
And then you know, cross it over if you want to go.
Yeah.
Now, where does this fit into place with... In the timeline, or does is there?
I mean, hopefully, it's completely separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all signs point to separate.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll sneak references to other superheroes in there.
Yep.
I mean, you at some point down the road, probably a couple of seasons down the road, they're almost obligated to have Black Canary roll through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
here's what kind of makes you think that DC's never going to do movies, right? They had the chance to make that cool jail movie where Green Arrow goes to jail, and they just never did. And there's no way that could have been bad.
Well, let's be fair. There is actually a lot of ways that it could be bad. It's DC.
At least from what the premise was going to be.
That's
it had
true.
No business being bad. I'll say that.
Yes. That's fair.
Like all signs pointed to awesome.
Yeah.
And basically, for those who don't remember, Green Arrow gets put into jail for reason X, and it's the supervillain jail. Okay. So every supervillain from the DCU is in this jail. And it's basically they come up with a way to, you know, they're happy they have a superhero in there, so that way they can pretty much do whatever they need to do with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the premise. It's basically, you know, like Stallone lockup, but with Green Arrow.
Yeah. Cool.
Where he's got to survive in the prison.
That's kind of amazing. And, like, Deathstroke is actually like, the perfect foil for him, too. And Deathstroke was going to be the guy, right?
Which guy? The guy that helps him?
The main bad guy?
Oh, probably, yeah. But they were saying, like, everybody's in there. So it could have, like, anyone could have come into play, really.
Yeah.
Is this based on a comic?
There's no, that's a completely brand new idea.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it would have been interesting.
They'll never pull it off, though.
They'll never do it. No.
You know what? What I think is going to happen is they're going to have an accidentally good movie out of Man of Steel.
What do you think that's going to do? Is that going to like turn? You think that's going to be you think it's going to be good? I mean,
I think it's going to be good, but I think they're going to take away the incorrect lessons from it.
Yeah.
I think Snyder has it in him to make an incredibly pure Superman action movie.
Uh-huh.
And I think they'll bring him back for the second one, and he'll make a Zack Snyder Superman movie in the second one, which means the entire movie will be shot in slow motion. And that's when they start like going for like the hyper. So the second one does better, then they start going the hyper stylized route for everything.
Yeah.
Until eventually you have like, I don't know, it's all just jump cuts and slow mo everywhere.
So it all becomes like the John Woo DC Universe movies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, the Matrix of DCU, which they kind of...
If it's Matrix 1, that's fine.
Yeah.
Or if it's the last fight between Neo and Smith, only with color so you could tell what was going on, that would be okay too.
Oh, so speaking of DCU, what?
Yeah. A lot of fun comic stuff happened this weekend, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty stoked for that Scott Snyder and Ryan Murphy series. Or Sean Murphy series, I'm sorry. Wow, I just screwed that up bad.
that'd be the darkest episode of Glee ever.
Yeah.
What if the gay kid ate everyone's faces?
So,
well, I guess that's a thing.
But yeah, it's so you got Scott Snyder and the guy who does Punk Rock Jesus. doing some sort of horror series for Vertigo. Which could be a lot of fun.
Snyder's a dark dude, man.
He is one prolific dude, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Man of Steel, too, with Jim Lee.
Oh, so yeah, that's the new, I guess, would this be the fourth wave now?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to have it ready for the fourth wave.
Well, now we're only in the third one, right?
Third wave just came out, because Batman Incorporated was the second wave.
Yeah, so what's the fourth wave? Like, or I thought this would have been the fourth wave.
The fourth wave is what's going to come out to replace Frankenstein, Blue Beetle, Grifter, and whatever other comic book I don't really care about. Legion Lost.
Okay, so what's taking over? Because I haven't read this yet. I don't
think they've announced what's taking over yet, because they just announced the last issues of all of them in the solicits that came out today. So I think the news of the replacements is going to start trickling out over the course of the next week.
Which is funny that they announced it today.
I actually made it to the Batman panel on Sunday at Con.
What day was that? Sunday?
That Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
And as the con started, like, four people all screamed, "Don't kill Nightwing." So chances are, if they announced that they were canceling Blue Beetle, they're like, they would have had like a Stephanie Brown level revolt on their hands. Like, all 15,000 people who read Blue Beetle on a regular basis were probably at this convention.
True.
So, I don't know. Some of the stuff that they, some of the cover stuff for this Death of the Family crossover, creepy as hell, man.
Well, the die-cut covers all look awesome, and I love that they're all the normal covers, not the variants.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bat books are really humming along right now.
You know what's funny about Comic-Con, too, and going to signings and stuff like that? You find out, like, A, how many variants there are, and B, who bought them all.
Yep.
It's like, oh, this was like a 1 in 50, and you have 6 of them. How interesting.
No,
oh, and who's that guy standing next to you? Oh, he's the CGC guy? I wonder if you're going to sell these.
It's amazing how much it costs to slab a comic, too. Like, it costs like $60 plus shipping to get the CGC grading and the CGC packaging put onto
your
comic.
Well, here's the thing. They were all there.
Yeah, I know. So, I was actually thinking, I have Ultimate Spider-Man number 1 back when the Ultimate Universe first started, and last year I was thinking about getting it slabbed, and I looked like the prices, the amount of money that I would have to pay, I would need to sell the book for $120 to turn a profit on it.
Which I don't think is possible.
No, I don't know that anyone's paying $120 for a comic that was published in anything but 1963 at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so funny because there's guys like, yeah, I'm going to stand next to the grading guy. And the sponsor or whatever it is going to verify. And it's just like, oh my God.
Where were they set up?
I just want Batman number 1 signed once. I brought that one because Capullo did it last year. Oh, okay.
Shit, I should have done that. I have Snyder's. I have 2 copies of Batman number 1 signed by Snyder when he was at Midtown.
Yeah, I had brought it last year because Capullo and Snyder had an artist alley table together.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm talking to Greg Capullo, and he's like, yeah, Scott's around somewhere. He's been here, and he was signing for everyone. I just don't know where he is now.
So Greg Capullo is one crazy dude.
I didn't make it to any panel. I got to the Adam West and Burt Ward panel. That was about it.
It was
as funny as you'd expect.
What was that panel like?
There were quadruple entendres going on in there.
Yeah.
Did he sing the Adam West song?
What were they talking about?
No.
Damn it.
People were asking him questions about Batman. And occasionally people called him mayor, and I found out what that meant.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
You didn't know what that meant?
Oh, for the show.
No, I knew what that meant. Show. I just refer to it as the worst television show in the history of television.
The first five seasons were really good. When they came back, they were not very good.
Although I will say this, there was some, if the voice wasn't the worst thing in Mankind, I would say that there was a guy who was a pretty good Peter Griffin there on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, he sounded just like him. And he looked just like if he was a real dude. And the only, in my mind, my mind's wrestling with the fact of, wow, that's a really good human version of that. But I can't stand that show.
But what a piece of crap, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think my favorite costumes, by the way, were I saw a full complement of Street Fighter people all together.
Really?
Ryu, Ken, Blanka, E-Honda, Bison, Akuma, Chun-Li, Guile, Vega, and Dan. As a group costume.
Huh.
Yeah. Pretty intense. Well done.
That's a big group.
That's a lot of work. And the Guile hair was no joke either. Like, it was a good 8 inches off the top of his head and feathered out.
You know where I was when I was happy when I saw cosplayers, when I saw them in the, lobby of the Javits Center? Yeah. Like, just kind of off in the corner, hanging out and posing and all that stuff there? Because that meant they weren't in my way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all wear the same outfit. Like I saw a million. I don't know who it was. I mean, I don't know the anime people that well, but I mean, they look like they are identical. I mean, I saw the same costumes over and over again. It was just like
who was the guy in the black cloak?
Yes, that's the one I talked with the red symbol, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It was a black cloak with this red thing in the middle of it.
Guy from anime.
And they were carrying a sword, or a giant key for a sword.
Yes, yes.
I have no idea.
That's got to be the bad guy from Kingdom Hearts.
It could be.
You got me. I haven't played that, so.
I haven't either. Yeah, it's the bad guy's from Kingdom Hearts, which makes it even sadder.
Wait, so like, you just Googled it?
Yeah, I just Googled it, pulled up a Google image search, and there's Cloud from Final Fantasy holding a giant key wearing a black cloak.
That's what the key is, right, yes.
If I dressed up as Mickey Mouse...
You would be his nemesis.
Would I be a Kingdom Hearts cosplayer?
No, you would actually be less of a dipshit. Like... This here is the laziest costume because you have to do is take some aluminum foil, a couple of wrapping paper tubes, and a black poncho, and you can say that you're cosplaying.
I'm waiting in line for Halo 4, right? And there's one of those.
God bless you.
What's that?
God bless you. That line was insane.
I know. I waited on over 2 hours. So the guy behind me was wearing that getup, the black with the thing and the whatever. And another guy, I swear, this other guy who's wearing the exact same outfit comes over to him. He wasn't even on the line. And he goes, he grabs the guy's jacket, the material. He goes, ooh, what type of material is that? And the guy's like, I don't know. He goes, oh, yeah, that's really... They were like, he was like complimenting him on the better material that the other guy had. I was like...
Of his shit cloak.
I was like, what the... Where
the red
am I?
Carpet, dude.
What the hell is going on here?
They're not two people who are very good at their craft comparing notes. They're just two annoying, sad little basement dwellers.
Like, I always get asked, do you dress up? And I'm like, if jeans and the first t-shirt I grab and a hoodie are dressing up, then yes.
No, ever since they instituted a strict weapons check, I haven't been able to get my flamethrower in.
It's like, I dress up, you know, in order to not break the law, actually. That's my outfit.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty much dressed as Guy from, I dress up as me. Guy from New Jersey.
Yep.
Super angry guy.
I saw a big, fat, hairy guy dressed up like Wonder Woman. I saw that.
That was funny. That one I give full credit for. That was hilarious.
There were a couple of them. There was a couple of dudes dressed as Psylocke and the White Queen too.
Oh man, we
most
saw
most excellent.
Who else did we see? We saw.
There was a Cosmic Boy and Saturn Girl wandering around that were really good too.
Uh-huh.
When I was in line for the Brian Lee O'Malley signing, there were a lot of Scott and Ramonas.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Oh, I saw a Nega Scott.
That's cool.
That was awesome. Oh yeah, and I forgot the absolute best costume was Dr. Roxo, the Rock and Roll Clown.
I don't know what that is.
Metalocalypse?
I don't watch that.
Okay, you need to when we finish this, you need to Google him. He's making fun of David Lee Roth. It's Dr. Roxo.
Yeah.
Leonard Rockstein. The Rock and Roll Clown. He sings just like David Lee Roth does.
Oh, I see. I just Googled them. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. That's actually, I got to make that my profile picture. That's the only picture with a cosplayer that I took.
That's hilarious.
So I single-handedly changed the rule at the Oni booth when I'm waiting in line for the signing because they're only giving out, like, free stuff to cosplayers. And I have a Sex the Bomb tattoo.
Nice.
So I showed them that. I go, does this get anything? And they go, yep, which gets the rule changed.
Well done.
Yeah. So I got a poster out of it.
Nice. What poster?
Oh, did you catch Mondo's booth?
No.
Mondo had some cool posters. Yeah.
There was somebody in the back who had an Akira print from 1996 for like $25. That was excellent.
Yeah, Mondo like legit was there though. They had their own booth and everything.
Yeah. I kind of tried to limit my time on the floor. I did some panels. I did Artist Alley some, but I definitely did not like wander the floor in depth like I did at any point last year.
Where were you mostly? You were mostly doing the panels this year?
Mostly doing the panels or waiting in line at the weapons check. Like that's legit actually happened. Really super frustrating.
It's crazy.
Like yes, this girl dressed like a lazy black widow is really gonna bring in like actual guns. Thanks, guys.
Me getting injured actually got me into the show quicker the one day. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
It made me look like I got injured on purpose, which the amount of pain I was in that day, like, no. No, I'm pretty sure I didn't do this on purpose.
Yeah.
My palm still is, like, you know, is still missing a good chunk of skin, like...
You didn't have to get stitches, did you? No.
No, no. It just literally, yeah, no, my palm was just bleeding.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Nice.
And I sprained my ankle, but otherwise I'm good.
You dropped your donut, didn't you?
My food went flying. My breakfast went flying across, like, between 8th and 9th. I think my food might have made it to 10th Ave before I did.
So, you went down right at the beginning of Friday?
Yeah.
Friday, yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to meet Bill and Giancarlo at the show, and all of a sudden, yeah, as I'm, I caught a pothole, a little pothole. Luckily, it wasn't a big pothole, otherwise it'd be like Derek Jeter right now. But,
yeah, not pleasant.
Yeah, caught a pothole. Went down. Luckily, like, I'm thinking, everyone's going to be laughing hysterically. And that wasn't the case. I people were helping me up. The staff was, like, eager to get me to first aid. Like, it was really great job on the staff's part, on the volunteers' part, and on
very nice.
Normal human beings' part as well.
You clearly don't hang out with the right people. I would have laughed at you if it makes you feel any better.
No, if anything, I was like, I had a good time on Friday, but I mean, I was not like in a great place.
Yeah.
Like I was still, there were still about 3 hours where I was awkwardly like, do I shake somebody's hand? Is my hand like okay? Is there gravel in my hand right now? Like, I don't know.
It just makes you seem way more manly.
Yeah. I mean, all I did was I went down to the infirmary. They dumped some peroxide and Neosporin on my hand and taped me up and asked if I wanted to get my ankle looked at the hospital. And I was like, no.
You should have got one of those rotorized wheelchairs.
Are you kidding me? You know what that would have been like in there. It would have been the worst thing ever.
Excuse me.
I would have felt bad for anyone. And not to mention I could walk. Like, that was even...
You could have John Carlo push you or something like that.
Help me.
I need to get to the front of this line. I'm in pain.
It's not like it's Disney World either. That's the...
Yeah.
Excuse me, my friend needs an autograph really bad. Can you let him through? Oh, no, yes. I
waited online. The thing that stunk by the end of the day was I was favoring my right leg so much that my backpack was just, like, might have weighed 600 pounds by the end of the day.
Yeah. It's kind of we're all clearly not in the best shape of our lives. You know, just by virtue of the fact that we went to Comic-Con, I can tell you that we're probably not in the best shape of our lives. But it's a day, man.
It's an endurance test.
Yeah.
And it's one that I, this year, failed.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. I've never gone to sleep, but, like, I think I was in bed on Friday by, like, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
I made it home by 12:30 Friday night.
Saturday I did all right. Saturday I was, you know, I stayed up later, but I was home pretty early too from con. You know what killed it? You know, Saturday? Like, normally Saturday's my IGN theater day.
Yeah.
But there was nothing I wanted to go in for early.
Yeah.
And nothing, I you know, wanted to get the Brian Lee O'Malley signing and all that stuff, but there was nothing that I, other than Evil Dead and Carrie, nothing I was really stoked on, and it wasn't even like I was pretty pumped for that. The Evil Dead one was it, because The Walking Dead, the past 2 years, has been really cool until the Q&A.
Yeah, so this is my first time into the panel. Tell me if this is accurate or not. The insanity of the question asked, I think, is directly proportionate to the speed with which they run to the microphone.
Yes. But then again, you never know. Like at the Adam West and Burt Ward one, we were sitting in front of this girl who was dressed up as Robin and like just seemed like this, you know, nice, awkward, sweet human being.
Yeah.
And went through like this story about like this really cool story about how like you know, she was ill at one point and, you know, kind of just watched all the shows as a way to kind of entertain herself.
Yeah.
And it was just a really cool story. So she kind of went up and thanked them.
That's nice. That's the kind of thing that's the kind of thing I wholeheartedly approve of.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I wish I kind of all the Q&As had involved in them.
Yeah.
Because then it's just like, you know, it's me thinking about going up during the Nikita panel to ask Shane West about the germs just to break up the monotony of how bad the Q&A was. And literally, I almost did that. And my brother goes, oh my god, that would have made this panel so much better.
Yeah, I sat in for the, we got to the part 666 Park Avenue panel. So that we could, which was the panel immediately before the Batman one. So that we could get good seats. And okay. Like, yeah, some of those people asking those questions were.
When was
super
this?
Super interesting. This is Sunday morning.
Oh, so you watched the Dark Knight Part 2 one?
No. This was the Batman comic panel.
Okay.
Yeah, this was in the conference rooms.
Oh,
and
okay.
I never made it into the IGN theater. Well, I tried to go to the Venture Brothers panel on Friday night, and it was just like there was no way that we were going to get in, and we got there an hour and a half early. We were in the sixth bay to go in.
I remember when getting into the Robot Chicken one and whatnot. It used to be just easy.
Yeah, not anymore. Of course, Venture Brothers, you get like one new episode every 2 years, so I guess that's upping the demand.
I was talking to somebody on the way out, and I was like, you know, I remember when nobody went to Comic-Con, and they said, yeah, but if nobody still went to Comic-Con, it wouldn't be there.
Yeah,
true.
And it's such a good point.
It
but
is
at the
true.
Same time, I'm just, you know, becoming get off my lawn, like we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty soon I'm only going to get Sunday tickets so that I can do the shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday is quickly, unless I have something to do, which I did this week, this year, Sunday's becoming that day I don't go to anymore.
Do they have stuff on sale on Sunday? Did he see it?
Oh, yeah.
Did he notice it?
Yeah, I just wanted to go home at that point, though. Yeah. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't even remember which DMZs I'm trying to pick up. I just want to go home.
Yeah.
I got caught up on Hickman's Fantastic Four trades, and I almost walked out with a Bat-Leth.
And I was also looking to get the Hitman, the Garth Ennis ones.
Oh, yeah, I got 5.
But then I was like, again, I just kind of went, I have one, I think. Which ones am I looking? I'm going home.
Jim, did you buy a lot of stuff when you were there?
Not really. I got Fear Agent from Remender's Table in Artist Alley, and I got Skull Kickers, which was awesome.
Uh-huh.
I picked up the last 2 trades that were available of Hickman's Fantastic Four, and I got Volume 5 of Hitman, and I got one of the oatmeal books.
Okay. I was I almost bought Crossed.
All right.
Because it's just one I've, like, it looks insane, and I've just always wanted to read it. But again, by the end of the time I'm, like, looking to buy stuff, I'm like, So anything I didn't buy on by Friday just didn't get bought.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't hanging around too long on Sunday to do a lot of shopping either.
Although on Saturday I did do something that I should have done 4 years ago from going to all like Fangoria cons and stuff like that. I finally bought a poster tube.
Yep.
Nice.
So nothing I bought in like poster or print this year got wrecked.
Got it crumbled up at the bottom of your backpack.
No, it'll always wind up with that one ding in it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually have I have my poster tube from last year. It's got some it's got a print from Paolo Rivera sitting in it waiting to be framed.
And if there's ever been a guy to buy one from.
His stuff is so awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Man is unbelievably talented.
Another year of me forgetting that Lee Bermejo is only there for one day.
Oof. Oh, shit. Who was floating around? Jerome Pena was around, who's apparently doesn't do the con circuit very much. I definitely forgot to bring all my Uncanny X-Force stuff for him to sign, though.
My big thing is always now, like, since I got the sketchbook a few years ago, is to try to work on filling that.
Yeah.
In various ways. I got... Tim Seeley actually did this pretty awesome Cassie for me.
Yeah, it's cool.
Brian Lee O'Malley did something, like a little Ramona, because he would either draw it in your copy of the book that you bought, or on, like, a pad if you had it.
Yeah.
Nice. Who else? I got... Ben Templesmith will do, like, a quick little BS one, if you see him at a signing or anything. But one of these years, I'm going to have him, like, draw something just incredibly evil, for real. Cena Grace did, like, a little depressed boy. And I got one more. Oh, Andrea Muti did like, a little Batman.
Nice.
And I felt bad because he's, like, doing a signing, and I'm like, I'll go up to you, dude. You're awesome. Like, please let me get something done by you.
Right. Yeah, I got to do that, too. I've been meaning to start a sketchbook.
Yeah, I've got some pretty neat stuff in there, too, throughout the past few years. Just random crap.
All right,
so... Oh, and by the way, the one thing we didn't even get to talk about this time was The Walking Dead, which premiered this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it yet, though. I'm a bad nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was one of the better... It's probably one of the best episodes, I think, of the whole series so far. Because, like, every episode I've been kind of, I can't wait to see next time. Mm-hmm. This was really cool, though.
Well, I don't know. There were a couple in the middle of season two where I felt like I was watching more out of obligation.
Yeah, there's a few that were kind of like... But I'm about three episodes away, so or four episodes away.
I think this year they're gonna have to push things along by like out of necessity because they have to, because of need to kind of fill a season. They've got plenty of things they can do this year.
So what's the longevity you think of the show?
Until basically they catch up to Kirkman.
Yep.
The ratings for the show, but they're going in a sort of different direction. I mean, they're kind of following the same path, but they're like weaving in and out.
Yeah.
And judging by the ratings, they have plenty of time on the air. Yeah. It was the highest rated non-sport television show from this past year.
Wow.
15 million viewers.
Even counting broadcast.
Great.
15 million viewers for the season premiere.
Yep.
And I think they had about 12 million of... No, I'm sorry. They had most of them by the West Coast airing.
Okay.
Yeah. It did insanely well. Which is cool.
Like, yeah.
I want more genre stuff.
Cool. Well, we're getting Thief of Thieves, so.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Do you read that book?
No, but I've heard good stuff about it.
I read one issue and I wasn't totally on board, but I have a feeling that's one where, as opposed to The Walking Dead, the TV show will get me more into the book, whereas Walking Dead, I kind of was told about it and then started reading it.
Nice. Awesome, guys.
Sounds good.
All right.
Good having you guys on tonight. Well, this is episode 6, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Show me that smile again. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. The best is ready to begin.
Oh. As always, check out our website at wuwa.com. You can follow us on Twitter at WUWA, WUWA.com. Also check out our Facebook page, /WUWA. Check out our podcast every week, Fan Waking, via iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening.